Welcome to Nashville and Beyond.
I'm Brian Copeland.
And I'm Zach Copeland.
And we're a father-son duo helping people buy, sell, and thrive in Middle Tennessee.
But this isn't just about business. It's also about our family and our community.
It's a front row seat to how we live, work, and serve right here in Music City.
So buckle up as we explore Nashville and Beyond.
All right, so I've been looking forward to today's episode a lot. It's one of my favorite things.
It is one of your favorite things, yeah.
Theater.
Yeah, you're definitely a theater nerd.
I am. I am.
Be always proud. Been. Be I proud am. Of it.
Proud, proud, proud. So I remember my very first theater experience was actually, I didn't grow up in Nashville.
Okay.
I grew up in East Tennessee.
Right.
But my first true professional theater experience was right here in Nashville.
Mm.
And we left our little... I think it was maybe South Clinton Elementary or Clinton Junior High School. We drove down that morning and we came to TPAC and saw My Fair Lady. And I remember in the horrible seats that we don't sit in now for our subscription, but we were like in the top balcony. And everybody else was talking the whole time. And I sat there as this little kid mesmerized by My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
And so TPAC here in Nashville will always have a very special place in my heart because it's where I saw my first show. And then my very first time walking into that theater and seeing War Memorial across the street, it was just very special. So what was yours?
I went to this thing called Governor's School, Arkansas School.
We have those in Tennessee.
And one of the field trips that we took during that week, during that 2 weeks, was over to a local theater that was doing some opera. And it was like a theater-ish production.
Okay.
I mean, I thought it was theater, but I forget what it was. There was a lot of opera. And I was not a fan. The staging was cool. The music I was not a fan of because it was just a lot of screeching and skrilling and just not something I would go back and see again. My first probably real theater show, true theater show, gosh, I mean, there were shows on all the cruise ships I was on, so that was something that was always going on, but they weren't, you know.
They were Redux. They were a smaller version of those.
They were not very good.
Grease Junior, yeah.
Yeah, there were some really talented people that were there, but, you know, when you have a theater cruise ship budget, there's just not going to be great productions. I don't remember what the first show I was saw here in Nashville.
It's okay. Well, today's not about performing like music we did before, but it's about the shows we've loved, the theaters we've sat in, and what makes theater magic for both of us.
It is very magical. Very magical.
So let's talk a little bit about our history and our first pieces there. So you don't know the story about me, but my very first local theater experience was when I was in first grade, and our elementary school was doing Santa Returns to Oz, and I was Santa Claus in that musical. And so I got this dress up like Santa Claus as a first grader, and Dorothy and Toto and all the people came in and got to do their little thing. So that was my first theater thing. I'm not an actor at all. When I went to college, I had to take, I waited till my senior year to take the theater class. And so, because they were always, why don't you do this? I'm like, because I can't act.
Yeah.
And so I took the theater class and I'm like, you're going to be great because you're so whatever. And took the class and did our first performance. And the guy was like, yeah, this isn't for you. He said, you're too strong of your own character to become anyone else, which I took as a compliment, but it was a side-handed, you know, smack on that. But, you know, I think those of us who can't do, we're great consumers for it. So I will never be in a show. We'll talk a little bit about a local show I did here in Nashville later.
Okay.
If I can remember it and if I want to talk about the traumatic experience.
Oh, we're talking about it.
But I love theater, but I'm just not that person.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I think it was my freshman year in high school, the school was doing this Pirates show. It wasn't the Pirates of Penzance. It was some spinoff of a spinoff of a spinoff of that. But I auditioned for the lead role and I got it. I beat out all the seniors that were in theater.
How old are you?
I was in ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
So I was probably 14 at the time, somewhere around in there. I got the show, and I still remember the music from it. I still, from time to time, I find myself humming "Ship Shape and Bristol Fashion." It's me motto, it's me passion, which is this like choreographed thing where they were cleaning up the ship, and everybody had brooms and mops, and it was ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But I still think about it from time to time. That was my first experience in a theater production. That was, you know, like a true theater production. Obviously, I was in, you know, all the church Christmas productions, yeah. And I was either a lamb or a sheep.
Okay,
or,
I have a story.
Tell me.
So at my church growing up, we were very, you know, Appalachian, you know, not a big budget church at all. I mean, we didn't have a budget at all. They would collect dryer lint to make our sheep and our donkeys out of.
Nice.
And so they'd get up, and I remember one of the ladies would get up and say, "Now we need you to save your dryer lint for us." And so everybody bring the dryer lint in, and they would make the donkeys out of the color washing, drying lints, and then they'd make the sheep out of the white ones. But every now and then we have a little pink sheep where someone threw something around. So yeah, that, right. I haven't thought about that in forever.
Wow.
So
wow.
Yeah.
One of my favorite memes is from one of our favorite shows, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay. I thought it would be my 1,000-pound laugh.
No, right, yeah. No, that's also
that's one your other one.
Yeah. There's a character, a queen on the show who's getting into an argument with another queen on the show, and she goes, "Oh, I'm acting." And
I don't know if I've seen that or not.
It's the fight between Mimi First and Tammy.
Oh, Tammy Brown.
Tammy Brown.
Okay.
And that's and funny. I think there were some other queens that were involved in it too, but Tammy Brown goes, "Oh, I'm acting." And it sticks with me. Anytime somebody's dramatic or kind of gets an attitude or gets kind of like too big for their britches, I'm like, "Oh, they're acting."
Yeah. Yeah. So that, yeah, that was, you know, that whole church scene, you know, we've all done that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think back to when we had an Oak Ridge Playhouse where I'm from, which is, you know, one of the best known local theaters over in East Tennessee. And I remember going to see some of their plays, and, you know, I just love supporting local theater. You know, in our family, we didn't get to do a lot of that just because, you know, it was a luxury piece and it cost money to go see, but, you know, I always just love doing any of that theater stuff.
Well, there's something about theater that is so synonymous with being a person in the queer community. Because especially for those of us who grew up in the South or in Southern regions, you know, we spend most of our lives hiding or acting or pretending to be something we're not. And so it's just a natural fit for a lot of young queer kids to go into theater because they've got a lot of practice at acting. So I think, you know, both of us are obviously out and happy people. Yeah. But you know, we still love theater so much. We go to tons of shows here in Nashville.
Yeah. Well, Nashville has so many resources. Like there's one here called Theater Bug that's for kids, and the productions are amazing. And kids come from all over. And there was a production there recently that one of the little girls was in a Netflix big series on. And, you know, you get some really cool things here that you don't think about. And there's all these theater camps for kids. You know, Camp Widgie Wagon, they discontinued their theater program this year at Camp Widgie. The YMCA camp that Esther usually goes to.
Yeah.
She's done the theater camp before, but this year was the first time they didn't do it. So, you know, if you're moving here and you got kids, there's so many theater options for you to do with your kids. There's lots of local theater. Of course, there's church theater. You go to the music performances here around the holiday seasons at churches. Man, it's pretty amazing.
A lot of money that they're putting into these things.
But the talent. I mean, you've got these people out front singing solos. And they're, you know, they're at a church, but man, they're just doing, they're doing amazing, amazing things.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And, you know, especially if you have kids here, something to keep in mind is that almost every show that we see in Nashville, especially at TPAC that are Broadway tours of shows, inevitably at the end of the show, they'll come out and say, "And this person is from Nashville and they're here on
MJ
world tour with us."
MJ, we got to see that one. Yeah.
We're going to see The Wiz here soon. And there's two people from Nashville that are in The Wiz. One of them's The Lion. The one who's playing The Lion and The Wiz that we're going to see at TPAC is from Nashville. And he's on the, you know, U.S. tour.
And they didn't move here. They were born here.
Correct.
And the new kid in The Outsiders.
That's right.
He's from here. And His uncle was a major country music star. His father worked in the music industry with me. So it's funny, you know, that here in Nashville. So let's talk about touring and TPAC and all that stuff. TPAC, for those of you who do not know, is the Tennessee Performing Arts Center.
Yeah.
It is our, we talked about it in architecture episode about how ugly the building is. The building is
horrible.
Yeah. And it's possibly maybe in the East Bank. We've talked about that already. But, you know, we are season ticket holders for TPAC. So let's talk, you know, let's talk about the Broadway seasons that happen there. You know, we're season subscribers. Or what have you, what are those seasons that are coming up? What are you looking forward to? What have you seen there that you love? All that good stuff.
Oh, gosh. So I think probably my favorite show that I've seen at TPAC was the U.S. tour of Hadestown.
Oh, gosh. You cried during that one,
too? I cried during it because the music was just so powerful. The voices were incredible. Any show that has kind of a New Orleans kind of Cajun vibe to it, that music that's got so much soul and grit, it really speaks to me because I grew up in the Delta. And so I love that kind of music already. Hadestown was great. Shucked was another amazing one.
So good.
That had just some incredible voices I've ever heard. The lead female in Shucked, her voice was like butter. On Amazing. Corn. It was so good. See what so I good. Did there. I'm here all night, folks. Let's see. Ones that are coming up that I'm excited about. Obviously, The Wiz. Super excited about that because I've never seen it. We've got, what are the
Hamilton's
other
Hamilton's coming
Hamilton
up.
Hamilton is coming. Seen Hamilton. I've got to look up this season because...
Because you haven't, Back to the Future's coming this next season.
Oh, yeah.
We've got... is Death Become Her on this season? I don't think it's on this season. Outsiders is on this season.
That's right. And that won the Tony Award.
You didn't go to New York with us for that one.
That was the Tony Award.
But you couldn't go that time. And then Les Mis is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Mormon. Book of Mormon's on
the season. Book of Mormon. That's one that I'm super excited about because I'm familiar with the Hello. 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 That song that they do. It's awesome.
Yeah. I think when you see it in context, you're going to be kind of blown away. You know, the people who wrote South Park wrote the musical. So it's that same, that same kind of feel. So yeah, lots of stuff at TPAC, Broadway series, but also things happen at TPAC that are local. Mm-hmm. You know, we, not local, but also smaller tours. There's three different theaters at TPAC. You got the huge one. Then you've got the one that's, you know, not as big and into the small studio theater. We saw Bianca Del Rio.
We did.
At the medium-sized one, who's a comedian. Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Saw that there. We've seen some of the cool drum shows that come into town that are like touring stomp. Around. Yeah, they're not going to be able to feel, you know, a huge theater like the Ryman or Bridgestone or whatever, but they can go there. So you really got to watch that other theater because sometimes there's some really good stuff. And there's a local theater company here, the Tennessee Repertory Theater. They do great things, and they're using those theaters also. And they're again, you're getting Nashville talent. So sometimes I've seen these local shows at TPAC specifically, and the local talent was better than some of the Broadway's talent I've seen.
Yeah. And they do a lot of workshops at TPAC too.
Do you know why? I think that the local talent here, I think because, and again, you can argue with me on this. I could be wrong. I think Nashville talent, they're so used to doing it live so much.
Yeah.
They've had to have a lot of pitch tuning. Mm-hmm. They've also done a lot of harmony work. And if you listen to a lot of Broadway musicals, the harmony is very linear, and it doesn't feel like it's in their soul as much, in my opinion. But when you hear someone who's been singing harmony their whole life, like a lot of our Nashville musicians, when they sing that harmony, it's still what's written, but they make it their own.
Yeah, it's more that, I guess, nature versus nurture, where the people that grew up with music just being a natural part of their life versus the people who maybe were great dancers and looked really good on camera or looked really good on stage because they've got a rocking body or whatever the case may be, and they're just an okay singer, sometimes get those roles that require a lot of singing, but they're pretty to look at, so they get a pass on it.
Well, Nashville at one point was ranked one of the most beautiful cities for singles. Most people don't know that. And one of our restaurants was named the top place to meet someone who's beautiful and single, male and female. So,
what was the name of that restaurant? I'm asking for a friend.
Mr. I choose to be single.
Yeah,
Whatever. So, you know, the thing is, Nashville's got beautiful people, and that's going to be beautiful on stage. So you go to L.A., there's beautiful people there. New York, not so much, but Nashville's got good-looking people, and they get on stage here and do amazing performances.
Yeah, and there's not just Broadway shows or things like that. We had talked a little bit about it, but, you know, there's the Nashville Ballet is here.
Yep.
You've got a lot of dance troupes that
Nashville
are based.
Children's
Theater. Yeah, the Nashville Children's Theater. There are so many opportunities for people to see theater in Nashville that is not crazy expensive. There are some that are expensive, but it's because it's a Broadway show. But you can go and see stuff at the Nashville Children's Theater that's geared for families. You can go and see some incredible dance troupes that do a lot of interpretive or modern dancing. The ballet is awesome. They do the Nutcracker every year with the Nashville Symphony, which is awesome.
2 years ago, Nashville actually hosted, because ballet dancers come to be placed in companies like Denver, San Francisco, that we actually hosted that here for all the ballet performers to come and find their new companies. And that was done right here in Nashville. So again, you don't think about those things, but they're right here. And you were talking about local theaters. You know, we talked a little about Nashville Children's Theater. We used to have season tickets there. We saw Llama Llama Red Pajama. Mm. And the productions are so good. But, you know, those are the more commercial ones. There's a lot in these neighborhoods that people don't know about.
Yeah.
So I've seen shows. There's one called the Keaton, mm-hmm. which used to be called the Donaldson Senior Center. They still do really great shows over there. It's over in Donaldson, just down from the airport. It's in an old community center. Did you go to Micah's Jazz thing that time with us over? No, you weren't at that one.
I don't think so.
He played there. And it's a great little venue. Have you been to any of the little tiny theater venues?
I haven't.
I haven't. Your consumer side, yeah.
Yeah, one thing that I do remember us doing as a family vividly was an experience where we went and saw a production of Urinetown.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, Clarksville.
And, you know, we went to support.
I felt so bad.
And y'all.
I felt awful.
I won't go into too much detail about it, yeah. But you know,
it was local theater.
It was local theater.
Sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss. And I can say after that, they have water for us. I mean, we couldn't find water, so we were about to. And I thought I'd never seen Urinetown before, so I was excited about seeing it. And man, it was tough. It was tough, but
it was a hard watch, a brutal watch.
I used to do a, you know, when COVID was after COVID, it was, it's when I had my Achilles torn. I couldn't move as much. I was doing those theater graphics and I was talking about all the shows that were going on in town. And I got to know a lot of the local theaters. Franklin has one downtown. I'm blanking on the name right now on it. Incredible productions. And they'll do big shows, but the venue only seats like 50, 60 people. Mm-hmm. And what you see is insane down there.
Yeah.
It's in every community here. They also have the Spotlight Awards here at TPAC, which is for high schools.
Yeah.
And it happens at the end of every school year. And they pick one girl and one boy to represent them at the awards in New York City. And you should see these kids' talent. You can't get tickets to it. They sell out immediately.
Yeah.
But these kids present what they did at their high schools. Mm. And so these little bitty schools that are out in the rural areas around Nashville, their music theater programs are insane. And you wouldn't think that about coming to Nashville, but you've got to think about the residual of like, okay, we thought about living in Nashville, but oh my gosh, if we live down in Thompson Station or we're living down in Cannon County or... They've got amazing theater programs. And these kids, they can tap, they can dance. The guy who won this year was from Lebanon or Mount Juliet or one of those areas. And he did Singing in the Rain. Mm. And tap dance, he was probably 6'5". He looked like a Disney prince.
Yeah.
And he won and went to New York and got to see him on those things. So just when you're going to the theater shows here from high school and middle school, it's amazing.
Well, then we look at college theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Belmont. You're in
town. Just kidding. Oh, I forgot about Belmont. Yeah.
So Belmont has an amazing theater. There's a lot. They put a lot of money into that building.
Hello, Dolly is the first one you saw there.
Hello, Dolly is the first one I saw there. It was wonderful. And speaking of Dolly, we just got to see
Dolly the musical.
The world premiere of Dolly the musical here in Nashville.
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean... We saw it in preview, or I saw it alone on opening night. Dolly was there, and everything was still pretty
rickety.
It was, and they told us they came out on stage and they said we probably will have to stop during the show, and that's okay because this is preview, and previews are something before it goes to actual opening. So when we actually saw it as a family on my birthday night. And I looked at y'all because I told y'all it's really slow at the beginning. Be ready.
He prepped us.
We went to Jay Alexander's before and I prepped y'all. And then after the first act was over, y'all looked at me and said, when does it get slow?
Right. We were like, where's the bad part?
They've done a really good job on it. And so, you know, they changed probably 50% of it. I got a text later because I had done a review online about it.
You did a review on Previews. That was great. That got a lot of traction online. And then you did a review the second night.
Yeah. And then I got a text from someone who works with Dolly and said they've been reading my Facebook post to Dolly, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering why a lot of these changes, I'm not responsible for the changes, hear me clearly. But a lot of changes.
Maybe just a little.
But some of the changes, you know, I was saying about like her walking around that ghost gown, that changed completely.
Yeah.
The funeral scene, which brought the play real down, it turned into a parade across the stage.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing show. The venue, Belmont does great shows with their students because Dolly was, of course, a professional troupe that will go on to Broadway. But
Hello Dolly.
Hello Dolly, we saw there. We saw Swing.
Legally
there.
Blonde.
Oh, I forgot about Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde was
that guy was
so
an MJ.
Good.
That was the guy we just mentioned.
Yep.
He went on their lead. They're so good at Belmont, they have two casts.
Uh-huh.
They have like an A and B cast, but they're not first and second cast. They're like parallel. And so they'll do the full cast, one show, a different cast, the next show. And these kids are insanely amazing. So if you are not seeing Belmont's show, they can be $10.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're amazing. And on local theater, we were talking about, I'll tell you my story now.
Yeah.
I was asked, we talked about the Keaton. It was Donaldson Senior Center at that point. And they had one position open for guest performers in a show called Smoke on the Mountain.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of Smoke on the Mountain?
No, it sounds wonderful.
Oh, yeah. You look very enthused about that. But it's an Appalachia musical about a touring family. It was real big. A lot of local theaters have done it. And they asked me to be the preacher in it. And so I had to learn the part. I had to dance. I had to sing. And I go back to my college theater days where my guy said, you can't do anything but yourself. It was the most miserable experience of my life. I feel like if there's any video out there, I would cringe to see it.
But please send them in if you have them. Please send them in.
I played a country preacher in Smoke on the Mountain, and I, again, will never act again. So that's my story.
Well, you know, something that's really funny to me I just thought about is, you know, we've got a lot of these little young gay boys who get sometimes the most masculine roles in a performance, and they can't. It's like, oh, honey. Yeah. Oh, honey, you're not fooling anybody up there. This is not believable at all. This is not your wife. Bless we can't him. Believe that.
Bless
so, him. Yeah, we talked a lot about local theater and some of the colleges that are in the area, which are great, and we love them. But our passion definitely as a family is seeing Broadway shows. You in particular have seen opening night of dozens of shows.
Well, and we just saw O'Mary in New York.
Yeah.
We just got back from that. And, you know, amazing. They're constantly changing. You know, O'Mary won the Tony Award, mm-hmm. constantly changing out that main actress. So I saw opening night of The Color Purple.
Uh-huh.
And it was with Fantasia Barrino. And I remember being in the theater. And I like going to plays by myself when I'm in New York. So usually I am by myself.
Yeah.
And they were starting late, and they dimmed all the lights, and in walked Oprah Winfrey, Whitney Houston's mother,
mm-hmm.
And Gail and all of them. And to be in the show with them and like be a few shows. Really, open nights are always cool for me. I was there the first week it opened.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the day of tickets, and I was like, what should I see? And they're like, well, this is getting a lot of buzz in pre. And so I saw Wicked when they still hadn't fixed the clock thing, the dragon clock.
Yeah.
They had Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth in it originally. They were no names back. Well, in our world, you know, in the normal world, they were no names back then. So, love going to New York. We go to New York often. Esther, your little sister, loves Broadway musicals. So, we're in New York all the time. What's your favorite? Well, you haven't seen a whole lot in New York, but. Yeah, we took you to see Harry Potter and
So we went on a trip. Was that last year or this year? I forget.
I don't remember.
We went on a trip to New York because I wanted to see the Harry Potter show.
Yeah.
And it's Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Because you are freak about Harry
Potter. Yeah, I love Harry Potter. Gosh. Love Harry Potter Lego sets. I've got wands. I have capes. We also just got back from Epic Universe. Got to go to the Wizarding World there.
With my photo shoot. We'll post the photos of you.
Yeah, we'll share the photos. Got to see, all the Harry Potter stuff there. A huge Harry Potter nerd. So I wanted to go see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to see the show and, you know, visually
production was insane.
Yeah, some incredible visual effects. You know, they had wands that shot stuff out of them. They had projection mapping on the back walls of the theaters. And so when certain things would happen in the show, it would look like the entire theater was moving through time. It just really, really cool effects. It ended up being a play and not a musical. And I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that.
Yeah.
It was still overall, it was a, I would give it a 7 out of 10. You know, visual 10 out of 10, costumes 10 out of 10, story 6 out of 10, acting 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
And so overall, though, it was a great show, but we also got to see Aladdin.
Oh, so good.
And that was my first time seeing Aladdin.
All of y'all have seen it individually with me. That's so funny. All three of you kids have seen it individually with me.
That was my first time seeing it on Broadway. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing. You know, they got to the A Whole New World, that section where he's flying through.
And of course.
And I was crying. I was in tears, y'all. I was sobbing. Uh-huh. And then the other show that we got to see there, which was just amazing.
Drag the Musical.
The Musical.
So, Alaska 5000.
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about how we're big fans of drag race. And, you know, we've been to DragCon. Yeah. We'll probably do an episode just about drag because it's a huge part of our lives.
We'll bring in a guest.
We may bring in RuPaul.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, a Nashville one, you know, more like Georges or somebody like that.
Yeah. So we're huge fans of that. So while we were there, we had some downtime and...
And I put our expectations here
because
I was like, okay, we're going to go see this, but let's put our expectations here. It's off Broadway in the world stages, which is the place that had like Avenue Q when it was closing out. And Heather's the Musical there is now, which is going on national tour, by the way. And I wouldn't mind seeing that next time we're in New York. But we got in there and it was truly magical. And it was one of those shows, and I know this can be polarizing politically, and we're not a political podcast. We're just who we are. But I think you could take that anywhere in America. The story was so strong.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Costumes great.
It was all so good. And I hope it goes on tour. I'd love to see the world get to see it.
Yeah. I would love for Dad to see that. I think he would really, really appreciate it.
So
I think a lot of people would appreciate it because the messaging in it is about self-acceptance and about self-love and about rejection from the community around you and accepting acceptance from those people around you who do accept you. And it's just such a powerful message. And it had some of our favorite drag queens in it too. So
my very first show I saw in New York, I was 18 years old. Okay. I was singing in a college choir and our trip was to New York.
College choirs again.
Yeah. And Les Mis was my very first show. And we were late getting in. And once you know, if you've not been to a show before, you can't go in at the beginning. And our bus driver was from Tennessee. He didn't know how to drive in New York, and we got lost. Y'all. We got lost. And so we were like, we missed the host first opening act. But since then, Les Mis has always been a classic for me. And seeing it in New York, and you know, there's just something about that New York vibe that just is so amazing. And when you're looking at New York versus Nashville, you know, it's a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Nashville doesn't have that. When you go to Chicago or Los Angeles, they have a theater, Boston, they have a theater district in their downtown that there's, you know, DC, they'll have two or three touring shows there. You know, Nashville doesn't have that theme, but we've got so many supplemental theaters that we've already talked about around. So the scenes are extremely different. But talk about our little trip we took down here to, what's the Sid Gold's Piano Bar? Remember I took you there with some of our past clients?
Yes.
And you were shocked. Because they do Broadway musicals songs over there.
Yeah, that's like a Broadway sing-along. And there's a great piano player there who knew all the songs. And some of the vocal talent that we heard in there was like, why are you people not doing this?
You're a karaoke freak. I love going. Karaoke, and we'll brag on him. When we go karaoke wherever, he gets on stage. And my favorite thing he does is in the Boondocks. Is that the name of the song?
Mm-hmm. Boondocks by Little Big Town.
And the house goes crazy because it's right in your tone. You do it really well. But you went into that night thinking, okay, I'm going to sing here. And you did, but those people there were, some of them have been on Broadway.
Yeah.
So I would really recommend if you are visiting Nashville and you're thinking about all the stereotypical things you can do, go to Sid Gold's. It's in Englewood on Gallatin Pike. Most people don't know it's there.
Yeah.
One of my best friends, she's best friends with a major A-list music star. I won't say their name here, but they would go hang out there. And then she would text me, go, come meet me and so-and-so down here. And it's always late at night. But you don't know who you'll see at Sid Gold. So I would recommend, that's one of the big differences in the Nashville scene. That some of those people from Broadway are here now, and we're seeing them here, here in our area. So let's take a little break now, and then we'll be back in a few minutes. Broadway, Nashville, we've talked about all that good stuff. So now let's give a bit more detail into what our favorite things are, just to kind of get to let people know a little bit about what we love musically and all that good stuff. So my absolute favorite musical that I can see over and over and over again. It goes down to Wicked. I know as cliche as that is, it's, you know, seeing that opening week and journeying through that, it's always just been an absolute favorite for me. There's one called Next to Normal. I want you to see, it's not on Broadway anymore. It's one of those kind of like, those, the Sixth Sense where you don't want to know the secret of it. There's something you don't know that happens in the musical. I'd love for you to see, Next to Normal. Just really strong. Those are two of my very favorites. As far as plays, I don't see a whole lot of plays. So, you know, there's been a few. I've seen, of course, O'Mary, spectacular. So that'd probably be my favorite because, again, I just don't see a whole lot of plays versus musicals. So I guess O'Mary would fall in my favorite zone on that play. How about, what's yours look like?
I mean, definitely O'Mary was amazing. But I have to say, we saw at TPAC Clue.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
And that was really, really good. There was another one we saw that was, it was kind of right in between a play and a musical, Mrs. Doubtfire. Which was just
good.
Just a ton of fun, a great show. The cast was phenomenal. Musicals for me, definitely, I would have to say Hadestown is up there for me. Shucked, definitely music wise, is up there for me. And believe it or not, Frozen. I know it.
Got good special effects.
Yeah, the special effects on that really are good. Just incredible. You know, the way that they stage it, the costumes, the wardrobe, the makeup, the hair, all of it is just, it's really, really good. And the music, of course, it's just, it's Disney's queer music. And while Disney won't outright say this is for queer people, it's a story about someone coming out into who they are. And so, you know, it's got a special place in my heart for sure.
I've learned when I go into musicals that I don't know anything about to put my expectations way low. But I find out when I put my expectations low, they're exceeded. And I call it the Footloose the Musical effect because I saw that in Nashville years ago and it was part of my season ticket piece. And that was probably, that was before we were, before I was married to your dad, any of that stuff. And I remember going, oh great, it's part of the season tickets. I have to go. I almost gave the tickets away. Like, I'm going to go. Absolutely loved it.
Yay.
Absolutely loved it. So so the Footloose, the musical syndromes for me would be Mamma Mia. That was another one. I had low expectations. You saw that.
Well, I saw that with you,
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, because again, my expectations were low. It's just fun, fun, fun. My expectations were low for Tina Turner, the musical. And you were sick that night or something. You didn't get to go. But
and Juliet.
And
Juliet, which is a jukebox musical.
Which I hate.
Which we both absolutely hate jukebox musicals. That was phenomenal.
Amazing. And you and I both sit there after it's over going, what? And even when we got in the car, the little ones, we were all, we couldn't get a word in edgewise because we're like, the way they weave in these, like, I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys. You're like, how can you weave that into a musical where it makes sense about Shakespeare and his
life? About Romeo and Juliet,
But the way they inflect it, like, I want it that way. Because they're arguing over how a play should end. It's just, and Juliet's
brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Again, I didn't want to go see it. I didn't have high expectations for it. So that was another one that I loved. Beetlejuice was okay. You know, that was recently. I liked it. I enjoyed that one. And then... I like the classics too. You know, Music Man,
Cats.
No,
you don't like Cats.
No, absolutely hate Cats. I like it. I think if I went in knowing, because everybody thinks Cats is a story, but it's not. It's a bunch of different vignettes about different cats. That's what it is. I didn't know that going into it. I just didn't like it. You know, the reopening of Phantom of the Opera, and they're opening it in New York on in a electronic store. So it's a new concept. They, you know, there's a lot of buzz about that, so I'm excited about seeing that in New York when it's time. So, you know, there's just a lot coming down the pike, a lot of we've seen that I love, but there's also a lot we don't like. You already talked about You're in Town. So I can't say I'd like to give it another chance though.
I think with a better production budget, you know, I think if we saw You're in Town off Broadway, like truly off Broadway and not in a college, we'd probably enjoy it because the music is cool and the story's cool. It was just not done well when we saw it. You know, but we have seen some high budget productions
of you go first.
Peter Pan.
Oh, gosh.
We saw Peter Pan at TPAC. And about 10 minutes into it, I put my earbuds in, my loops, because I was like,
"You're over it.
I cannot sit through this without some kind of noise deadening something going on, because it was awful. It was terrible. You know, there's lots of, you'll see TikTok videos from time to time of people that are doing Peter Pan, and they'll swing in on the Peter Pan fly rig and they'll bump into a wall or something like that. This was 100 times worse than that, because it was just painful the whole time. The whole time.
I felt that pain for Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
Yeah. And I loved the movie.
Yeah.
Moulin Rouge, I almost went to New York and saw it, because I love the movie so much. The Baz Luhrmann, loved it. When I saw it, I was like, I didn't like it. You liked it though, didn't you?
No. No, because it was jukebox musical.
Esther that liked it.
Yeah, Esther loved it. Esther loved it, but it was way
too... Oh, it's Maya. Maya went with us.
Maya did go with us.
And Maya, sorry, if Maya's listening to this, I'm sorry, because I kind of, when she was like, I loved it, I kind of felt bad, because I kind of kept my opinion to myself at that point. Because she was like, and Maya's has directed shows. Uh-huh. She's been in Wizard of Oz. She was the Cowardly Lion in Wizard of Oz. She's in drama. She was in those awards during high school I mentioned about TPAC. She was the representative from her school for that.
Yeah.
And when she says she liked Moulin Rouge, I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
Well, you know, we've also seen some that are objectively popular and good musicals, but the way they were delivered was not great. For instance, for me, that was Chicago. And I know a lot of people are going to give us some backlash on this. I just wasn't a fan of it. You know, I'm very familiar with the music. I'm familiar with the story. I'm familiar with the dialogue and the dancing. And I know that there's a lot of history and a lot of tradition, and it's a classic, but I just didn't like it. It just wasn't for me, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And not everything's for everybody. So,
and some things are a one watch for me. Mm-hmm. I loved it, but I can't watch it again. Come From Away, which is the story of the plane crashing during the plane landing during the 9/11 attacks. They had to land on a small island, and this small island came together to help the community. Great.
What a story.
Great show.
Never heard of it.
Can't sit through it again.
Okay.
Can't sit through it again. But I'm glad I got to see it.
Yeah.
Like The Cursed Child. I'm glad we got to see Harry Potter and The Cursed Child. Can't say I'd sit through it again.
Yeah. I got wands while I was there.
You did. It's always getting your wand. But, you know, I appreciate all musicals, and that's where you're taking a risk of going and seeing, being an early adopter, like with Dolly the Musical or Wicked or all those things, because you don't know if they're going to be good. But when you get in those early ones, we saw Outsiders when it first opened.
Yeah.
Little did we know it'd go on to win Tony Awards and all that. And getting in there early, just, it feels good.
Yeah. But, yeah. It does. Well, y'all, we're going to take one more quick break, and then we will be right back. Well, y'all, welcome back. Welcome us back. We are Nashville and Beyond.
Guess who's back in the house?
Heels click, clack in the back. That's from Drag.
Yeah, from Drag.
Well, now it's time for Nashville Rathers.
Oh, boy. Payback
and time. It is payback time for what you did to me last week. I have prepared for you what I think is a great conundrum, a conniption of sorts.
Okay.
Some might say it's two rows diverged in a yellow wood.
Okay.
So here we go.
Okay.
Would you rather never see a new show ever again, or forget every show you've ever seen and never be able to see it?
Oh my gosh. So say that again.
Would you rather never see a new show again, or forget every show you've ever seen and not ever be able to see it?
The second one is just depressing. I mean, the first one, it would make me sad to not be able to see new shows, but that means I could see them when they're not new.
No, you'd never be able to see a new show again. Everything.
Both of those are loses.
Well,
I mean, with the Santa Claus Smoking Pub and everything, there was a win there.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so... Would I rather never see a new show again or forget everything I've ever seen before? But I still get to see shows on that second option.
You can still see new shows, but nothing from this point previously would you ever be able to
see.
And
I'd forget all of it.
And you'd forget that you ever saw it.
And the first one, I don't get to see new shows at all. I mean, I can't see shows at all.
Yeah, from this point forward, any new show that comes out,
you can remember everything I had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, that is a very, very tough one. So I don't feel as bad about last week. I love I love the memories of mm-hmm. shows. I think about all the things I've seen, and to have to wipe that out would be really, really sad and depressing. So if I'm doing a rather, I would rather wipe out the history, unfortunately, because if I can't see shows at all, mm-hmm. And I'm not going to have that. I don't know. Gosh. I have to pick one.
You have to pick one.
I have to pick one. So number one is definitely the rather on that one. Because I think I could. I'm older, mm-hmm. so I think through, I've still got lots of good life in me, but I love old theater. Mm-hmm. I love every musical I've mentioned, you know my love for it.
Yeah.
So I would love to be able to, I could live on seeing all the old stuff again.
Okay.
And then the new stuff, you could just tell me about it. And I could pay for it all to go, and you can tell me about it. So I think that's a win-win. And okay. we could do, well, I can't have y'all do a miniature theater production for me.
But, yeah, because yeah. it'd be a new show. You'd be
that's
seeing
tough.
It.
That's tough. Gosh.
I'm glad.
They both have huge loses. Huge lose. What's the word I'm looking for?
Losses.
Losses. That's the word yeah. I'm looking for.
Losses.
Yeah. So yeah, tough. So,
I know it's tough, payback. But you know, it's part of the beauty of that game for us is there's going to be tough options on yeah. either side, and you have to determine what is more valuable to you.
Yeah.
Is it the memories history. That you have and the history that you have and, you know, seeing shows yeah. with people, those memories, or is it potentially making new memories in the future? Yeah. And I think you picked the right choice.
Good. Thank you. I do. I feel affirmed.
I think you picked the right choice. You. Well, y'all, whether it's Broadway, whether it's TPAC, whether it is local theater, whether it's community theater, college theater, plays and musicals and theaters really kind of help shape who we are as individuals. They have had a huge impact on our lives, and they will continue to impact us. And I think, you know, we're lucky to have access to the theater that we have access yep. to here in Nashville. So lucky and so blessed to have it. Yep. So,
and in our show notes, we'll put links to all these local theaters for you to see. And if you're a local theater production that you'd like to be added to the show notes on, we can certainly add that below the podcast here and be happy to do that.
Yeah.
Send us your favorite things that you love theater, what you've seen, what you're looking forward to the next TPAC production, or if there's something coming on Broadway you would love to tell us about. Tell us about our social medias at NAB Nashville. Follow us there, like, comment on the podcast, or give us 5 stars here on the podcast.
5 out of 5. Yeah. Watch again. Yeah, we'll see y'all next time on
Bye,
Nashville
guys.
And Beyond.
Bye.
This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It does not constitute legal, financial, or real estate advice. Listeners should always consult licensed professionals for guidance specific to their situation. Brian and Zach Copeland are licensed real estate agents with Compass 615-522-5100. Kevin Kennerson, MLS number 171733 with Lemmingham Mortgage, is the executive producer. Engineer Mike Reeves. Music Dusty Boots by Eco Leaks. Nashville and Beyond. Copyright 2025.